All right, you guys, it is pretty much the end of the first month of 2021, but I am not quite done talking about 2020 releases. Well, it's been a while since I recorded the last podcast, so anyway, let's get started with this one. What is going on, you guys? My name is Ramney, and this is an Oral History of Marvel Legends podcast. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I have some pretty awesome, cool stuff to talk about today, and possibly the next episode as well, because this might be a long one again. And I'm trying to keep these as short as possible, at least 30 minutes. That's sort of the goal here, but it's not really working out. But that's okay, because I tend to ramble on and things like that, and I talk a little bit slow too sometimes. So, that's that. Now, I have some cool stuff. Since the last time that I published a podcast episode, some cool stuff has happened. One of them is that I got a voice message for the first time, and this voice message is from Marcus in Ohio. So here is a little snippet of his voice message. Take a listen.
Hi, Ramney. Great podcast. Just checked out the first episode. I was excited to hear it. Your cover artwork looked intriguing, and I like Marvel Legends. Good origin story as well. Mons is a similar origin story, and I think I started with Captain America in the series one as opposed to the series four, but I have all of those on my wall as well, except for the Deadpool, because at the time I thought Deadpool was going to be just some lame character. Funny how that switches. But
thank you so much, Marcus, for taking the time to leave me a voice message on this podcast, let alone even listen to my opinion on Marvel Legends. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening and for sharing your voice. And if any of you guys want to do what Marcus did and share your voice, I'm more than happy to publish what you send to me as a voice message. I'm more than happy to publish it in future episodes of this podcast. The easy way to do that is to just click on the link in the description of this podcast episode in the wherever you guys are listening to this podcast. You'll see the voice message link in the description. Click on it, send me a message, and I might just publish it in future episodes. So there's that. Thank you once again, you guys. So now let's move on to the point of this podcast episode anyway, and that is, of course, the awards. I don't have a name for the awards yet, but let me know if you guys have any ideas what I should call these awards. The Ramney Awards. They're not good or bad. They're kind of just random awards that I thought of as I was thinking about Marvel Legends, and I just wrote them down in the notes app on my iPhone and on the computer. So that's pretty much it. That's how I function anyways, just jotting things down as I think of them. Anyway, so this is the 2020 awards. The first award I'm going to call My Most Anticipated Figure of 2020. Now, of course, this is my opinion. It's all very subjective. This is all stuff that this is my connection to the Marvel Legends collection. My connection to the collection, you could say. And the first one is my most anticipated. I have five, and here they are, from the bottom to the top. My most anticipated figures that I wanted from last year: giant size X-Men Storm. So that's the one that came in the two-pack with Thunderbird. Sorry, that's number four. Number three, Silver Centurion Iron Man. I've always wanted an update of that one. Number two, Strong Guy. And number one, War Machine. So these four were my top four most anticipated figures of 2020. Giant Size X-Men Storm pretty much to complete the whole team, the Giant Size X-Men team. Silver Centurion, we had that old one that Toy Biz put out like a long, long time ago. It's about time we got a new one. Strong Guy, I kind of have a personal connection with because one, X-Factor back in the 90s, that was like one of the main comics that I collected just because of how amazing Peter David's version of X-Factor was and that run there. I was very impressed and I loved that run. So, you know, nostalgia there. Strong Guy was one of my favorite figures, one of my favorite characters from that run, because of his characterization. And yeah, this figure that came out, the Build-A-Figure, is exactly how he looked in that run, that X-Factor run. And it was definitely, as soon as they announced it, as soon as they released the prototype of it or the 3D rendering of it, it was just, I couldn't wait to get it. So that was only number two. Number one, it was War Machine. Again, another one of those figures that we haven't had in a long time. Like, we had a couple of War Machines. We had the MCU War Machine. We had a bunch of other War Machine versions, but not the classic one. And we finally got a classic one this year, or last year. And amazing. It's exactly what we needed. That's why it's my best Marvel Legends figure of 2020. Anyway, so those are my most anticipated figures. Next award, I'm going to call the biggest hope, biggest disappointment. And it's exactly what it is, what the title says. I hoped it would be better, but I was pretty disappointed when I got them. I did get these figures. And there are four of them again, starting from the bottom. Black Tom, number three, the Falcon, number two, Crossbones, and number one, no surprise to anybody, Thunderbird. So let's go through them one by one. Number four, Black Tom, basically because he's, even though he looks exactly as he should from the comics, this action figure is just very, it's lifeless, really, and I can't really describe it. It's just static. There's really nothing special about it. So that's why I was kind of disappointed in it. I've always wanted a Black Tom figure. Growing up in the 90s, Black Tom was a prominent villain back then in the 90s, although the Black Tom that I was familiar with is the one where he's sort of half transformed to plant, which hopefully we'd get one day. Number three was Falcon. The reason why Falcon is on this list is because it's not the Falcon that I thought we would be getting. I thought we would be getting a Falcon that was similar to what Toy Biz gave us. I thought it would be that classic Falcon, not this newer costume Falcon. So I was a little bit disappointed in the costume choice. Although, it's not a bad figure, you know. Crossbones. I was disappointed in the fact that they used the Hyperion body mold for Crossbones, and it just didn't look right. I mean, it's the right body. It's the right size, I think, but I feel like they could have used the Hercules body mold for this. And so I went ahead and made my own Crossbones with the Hercules body mold and turned out better than the one that they gave us. So the Crossbones, just not one that I was excited about when I got it. And of course, Thunderbird. Thunderbird, of course, we've got to, I mean, everybody was sort of complaining about the same thing with Thunderbird. You have the loose tassels in the boots. You got the long elongated neck. You got arms that don't go down to the sides, and just overall just a very bland, it does not look heroic. There's something about that sculpt and the way that it was executed that just doesn't look very heroic. He needs more mass, I feel. Not height, but mass. Again, you know, you could argue that you could use the Hercules body mold maybe for him, even though he wasn't that huge in the comics, but this is just poorly executed. He doesn't look very strong like Thunderbird should be. So, biggest hopes, biggest disappointments. All right, so this next award is the worst figure of the year. Again, you guys, I want to remind you, this is all my opinion. And you guys, I'm sure, have your own list. This is, of course, mine. Now, I have seven. So I'm going to go from seven to one. At the bottom of the list is Yelena Belova. Just, again, same thing with Black Tom. It's not very dynamic. Speaking of Black Tom, that's number six. Not very dynamic. It's just very static, not very action-y. And just stands there, really, you know? Number five is Wild Child, because he's pretty much just a mustard-colored action figure. There's really nothing to it, nothing special. I feel like he should have been a little shorter than what we got there. Number four worst is Thunderbird, for reasons already mentioned. And then I'm giving this one to Gamerverse Iron Man. Now, this is the one that came, that came in the Abomination Build-A-Figure. This is, I don't know, something about it. It's just the execution of the figure. It just doesn't look right. Like, the head is too small. The neck is too long. The ab crunch is just, it looks like a diaphragm, but it's not. Yes, there's something really off about this figure. It sort of tries too hard to make to look like the MCU Iron Man, but it kind of fails, and it just doesn't look good. So that's number three. And then number two and number one are pretty much the same figure. It's the Gamerverse Captain America figures. One was released in the Abomination Build-A-Figure Wave, and the other was released in the Joe Fix-It Build-A-Figure Wave. Now, those two are just, I don't know, something about it. It looks like average Joe from next door. There's nothing imposing about him. There's nothing heroic, or there's nothing special about him. He just looks like a an average white guy in a catcher's uniform. He looks like a baseball catcher. Especially that unmasked head. Doesn't look like Captain America. It doesn't look like Steve Rogers, really. So there's there's that, which is unlike the other Gamerverse Iron Man that came out, which were pretty decent. The Atmosphere armor and the Starboost armor. Something about those added shoulder pads that vastly improves the look of that original Gamerverse Iron Man figure. Also, blue. The fact that it's blue and the fact that it's white just adds an extra element that sort of makes them decent figures. But there's nothing really endearing. There's nothing about the Gamerverse Captain America figures that sort of make it good. Yeah. Other than the fact that you could use it as a generic body for fodder purposes. So there's that. Worst figure, I would say, Gamer vs. Captain America. Now, you guys, this one is the best new character that has come out in the Marvel Legends line. These are characters that have never been, have never appeared in Marvel Legends form, or I guess you could say in all of the 6-inch figures produced by Toy Biz and Hasbro. In sort of like the Marvel Legends family, which includes the classics figures, X-Men classics, Fantastic Four classics, Spider-Man classics, those ones. Anyway, best new characters, I have 6. At the bottom is Sugar Man, which that Build-A-Figure Sugar Man is just... I was expecting it to be smaller than it is, and when we got it, I mean, it was so massive that the Age of Apocalypse Jean Grey was kind of just pushed aside to make room for this huge Build-A-Figure piece. That's how massive he is. Yeah, just looking at that Age of Apocalypse Jean Grey there, just kind of shoved to the side there unceremoniously. Hilarious. Anyway, Sugar Man is number 6. Number 5 is Cyborg Spidey. That one I was actually very, very surprised, and I think part of it is because I enjoyed the documentary, the Marvel 616 documentary in Disney Plus, where Retro Cyborg Spider-Man was featured. Also, this figure just reeks of 90s excess with the cyborg arm. You got all beat up, like everything about it is just 90s. It's just amazing. So yeah, pretty cool addition to the line. Number 4 is Old Man Hawkeye from the 2-pack that came with Old Man Logan. Didn't even expect this guy to come out. When we got it, I was very surprised at how versatile it is. I've mentioned a few times already about how cool, like how you can use this Hawkeye for other characters like Whistler. You can use the head for like a Magneto head. Just all around very, very awesome sculpt. Really, really good figure. So, a welcome addition to the Marvel Legends line, even though it's a fairly new character, not as known, not so classic. This one, number 3, no surprise, it's Strong Guy. Finally, to have a Strong Guy in the Marvel Legends scale is pretty much just like a childhood dream come true. I actually did have this toy, the 5-inch Toy Biz Strong Guy toy from the Uncanny X-Men line from a long time ago, from the 90s. I had that figure, and I played with it. I think when you twisted the waist, the arms sort of flopped up and down to give it that punching action. That's what I remember from that figure, and yeah, I had that figure from a long time ago because Strong Guy was my favorite character. And finally to have him in this size, this massive size for Marvel Legends. Perfect. Amazing. Number 2, actually, is Cosmic Ghost Rider. Now, I have like zero interest in the storyline for Cosmic Ghost Rider because I just kind of stopped reading modern comics. Maybe I should pick it up again. So I don't know much about Frank Castle in this form, but the bike is amazing. The sculpt for Ghost Rider is just so extravagant. so out there that it's just so good. So yeah, Cosmic Ghost Rider, a welcome addition to the Marvel Legends line. And number one, Venom Pool. And this sort of comes to you guys probably as no surprise, because everybody pretty much has put Venom Pool as the number one Build-A-Figure of 2020, just because of how amazing this 3D rendering is of a really cool design. I don't know what to say about it. It's just, it's a lot of fun. And it reminds us of how, like, these toys, even though we're grown adults, they're meant for us to play with. And this Venom Pool Build-A-Figure is so much fun to play with. It's on my desk. I haven't put it in storage. I haven't even displayed it. It's just on my desk, so I could just pick it up and pose it. That's how awesome it is. And I don't know much about the character. I don't play the video game, so that's saying something. Best new character in the Marvel Legends line for 2020, Venom Pool. Now this one right here, the next award, is the best update of an old figure. So this figure was, this character was made in this costume already in Marvel Legends, but these are the best updates. Now, the criteria that I have for this, I should mention, I looked at the old release and then this release to sort of see how much of a gap it is. And for me, the bigger the gap, that's like the better the update. So the higher it is on the list. And I have 7, I'm counting now. I have seven on my list of the best updates of old figures. And I'm going to start from the bottom. Black Queen, Jean Grey. So we got an exclusive from like early Hasbro of Jean Grey in a Black Queen costume. And when we got our Hellfire Club box set, we got a new updated Black Queen Jean Grey. And this figure, first of all, that Jean Grey is gorgeous. The proportions, Hasbro finally got female proportions right. So it's looking fire, you guys, this Black Queen Jean Grey. So that's number 7. And then just a little bit above that, you got Emma Frost. It's not quite the same costume, because the new Emma Frost that we got this year is from Hellfire Club, whereas we did get from early Hasbro, we did get an X-Men costume Emma Frost, but they're so close that you could pretty much say it's a replacement of that old one. So I'm adding it to this list. Yeah, definitely. This Emma Frost is exactly like it's exactly how Emma Frost should look. Gorgeous and just very sexualized. Yeah. So there's Emma Frost, number 6. Number 5, you guys, is the black costume retro Storm figure. Yeah, kind of forgot that it was released this year, but yeah, she was. Now, the old retro Storm figure, the black costume, even the white one, it was really skinny. And the way that they sculpted the costume, it sort of almost looks like she's wearing a garbage bag. That's how I would put it. The head was really tiny. And even though it was a cool figure for its time, it was very disproportionate. It didn't look right. But we got this black retro Storm, very cool, and it's such an improvement over the old one. It really is. So nice to finally have this one, although I don't believe Storm actually wore a black costume, like this Jim Lee costume in black form. I don't think she did. Correct me if I'm wrong. I always thought that it was chrome or silver. But yeah, big improvement from the old one. Number four, you guys, is Pyro. And the old Toy Biz Pyro was, it was lanky. The arms were way too long. The hands were way too big. You couldn't get him to really stand up straight. He's always got his legs sort of bow-legged, spread eagle. And although like the design of it was cool for its time, we really needed a new Pyro. And this one that came out with the Rogue, it's amazing. It's perfect. It's aside from the fact that it is missing an accessory that you could plug into the fire hoses, this is a really good Pyro. It really is. All right, number three, best update of an old figure, Red Hulk. So the Red Hulk Build-A-Figure, it was from the dark days of Hasbro. The proportions of it, it sort of tried to look like the Ed McGuinness look, which is very cartoony and boxy and not at all the same aesthetic as the rest of the Marvel Legends line. And although it was cool for its time, we really needed an updated one. So we finally got one this year, the Deluxe Marvel Legends Red Hulk. And this figure, something about this, even though we got this sculpt before, amazing. This, it just looks really good in red, so I'm putting it up here. A vast improvement over the Build-A-Figure Red Hulk from a while back. Number two, you guys. Now this one is was not released in the Marvel Legends line. It was actually released in the Spider-Man Classics line, I think twice. And that is the Demo Goblin Build-A-Figure to replace the old Demo Goblin from Spider-Man Classics. And I believe that Demo Goblin was also reused as Hobgoblin, I think. So it was the same one, color swapped as Hobgoblin. But anyway, this Demo Goblin Build-A-Figure is a welcome modern change to the Demo Goblin, because that old one was skinny and the articulation was definitely not up to par. Even though it was well sculpted, it was just too lanky and just didn't look right. Didn't look like it fit modern Marvel Legends collections. So this new Demo Goblin Build-A-Figure fixes that. And it is, I think it's accurate. And I think it's one of the best. So that's why I put him at number two. And number one, best update of an old figure, I would give to Kull Obsidian. And that is mainly because they finally got the Kull Obsidian costume from Avengers Endgame. Or not Endgame, Avengers Infinity War. They finally got that costume right in this release this year. I didn't get that figure, however, because I stopped collecting MCU. So this is me sort of appreciating it from afar. The fact that they were able to make the change so that it looks more accurate. And the fact that it's now an accurate Kull Obsidian, I think. It's one of the best updates to an old figure, even though that old figure wasn't too bad. It just wasn't accurate. So this one right here, I think, is the best update of an old figure, number one. When you really think about it, there were a lot of figures this year that were retired. there were a lot of figures that were retired this year by new figures. And what I mean by that is figures that were released a long time ago, but have been updated this year, or 2020. For example, the Kang figure that came out in the Joe Fix-It Build-A-Figure, that's an update of the old Kang that we got. We got the same, like, that Kang twice. We got it in the Fantastic Four Classics line, and we got it in the, I believe, the Ares Build-A-Figure. Or was it the Ronin? I don't remember. But we got that old Kang figure twice, but we got this new one that sort of trumped the old ones, so thus retiring the old ones, you know what I mean? So there were a couple of figures that were retired. You could say Carnage is retired as well, because we got this newly sculpted Carnage, which he can use to replace the old Bucky Cap Carnage that we got a while back. We got it twice, I think, even. So there's that. That one's retired. Pyro has been retired. So yeah, the Toy Biz Pyro. Phantom X, that early Hasbro Phantom X, has now been retired this year as well. I guess you could say that these X-Men movie Wolverines retired the old Toy Biz pre-Marvel Legends era X-Men Wolverine figures, because those were super old, but they're kind of, I guess they don't count really, because they're sort of pre-Marvel Legends. So yeah, those are retired. You got the blue suit Deadpool from the 2-pack with Warpath. That has been retired by the blue suit Deadpool that came in the Strong Guy Build-A-Figure wave. And there are a few more. There's the retro Green Goblin, which I guess you can say retires the older Green Goblins that came before it. You could also say that the retro Spider-Man retired the Pizza Spidey. The retro J. Jonah Jameson retires the J. Jonah Jameson that came with the Chameleon body. The Retrowave Electro and Mysterio replaced the old ones as well. And the Retrowave Black Cat doesn't quite, I wouldn't call it replacing the old one, because the old Black Cat that we got, it's got that fur in the collar section. So this is a bit of a different version of it. We have the Age of Apocalypse Sunfire that we got this year from the Sugar Man Build-A-Figure, retired the Toy Fair Fans Choice Age of Apocalypse Sunfire that we got, which was a cool figure for its time, but now it's been replaced. Same thing with the Age of Apocalypse Weapon X. We got an old Weapon X from the Giant Man Build-A-Figure wave from Toy Biz. Now it's been replaced. We got Mar-Vell now, which replaces the old Mar-Vell that we got that used to be in the Bullseye body mold. We got a more appropriate sized Mar-Vell this time around. We got a new Ms. Marvel, which is, it's Gamerverse, but I guess you could say it retires the older Ms. Marvel that we got, although it's just the boots that are different. We got the Walmart exclusive gray suit Black Widow that retires the old 2-pack that came with Winter Soldier. And then we also got Winter Soldier, which retires that old Winter Soldier. Vulture. It does retire the old Vulture that we got from the, was it the Sinister Six box set or something from Toy Biz? This new Vulture kind of replaces that, although it does have an alternate head which you can use, because the Vulture has been, it has been the moniker of more than one character, so you could have two Vultures, really. And the Super Skrull Build-A-Figure kind of retires the old Fantastic Four Classic Super Skrull, as well as the Super Skrull from the 2-pack that came with the Kree Soldier. We got the Doctor Doom this year, of course. This Doctor Doom retires the old Doctor Doom that came... Oh, I don't remember what the last one that it came in. Was it the... Oh... I can't remember off the top of my head, but this Doctor Doom is much better than any of the previous Doctor Dooms that came out. So that's that. War Machine, of course, replaces the old Toy Biz War Machine. Finally. You could say... the Monster Venom sort of replaces... the older Venoms, but I guess you could also say that this is a different version of Venom. Same thing with Toxin. This is a different version of Toxin. By the way, I'm looking at the figurelist.co Marvel Legends checklist. That's sort of my go-to for anything Marvel Legends related. This is where I go to check it all out. you got the Retro Rogue and Retro Gambit that you could say could replace the old ones if you have the old ones. Silver Centurion replaces the old Silver Centurion that we got from Toy Biz. And yeah, Retro Black Costume Storm. Oh yeah, Moon Knight. Moon Knight can replace the old Moon Knight from Toy Biz. And I think that about wraps it up, you guys. So anyway, this is part one of my awards, my 2020 Marvel Legends Awards. Next episode, we're going to continue it. And I hope you guys are digging the podcast so far. Let me know what you guys think once again. Make sure you guys send me a voice message and I'll put it in the upcoming podcast episodes. That is it, you guys, I think, for now. Thank you so much. My name was Ramney, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Take care.